It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Shelley Wright with the Family Support and Children's Justice Center here in Carbon County. And, you know, this time of year gets stressful for everybody. And there are ways that they can help you kind of alleviate some of those stresses. And we're going to talk about those. And then we're going to talk about some of the great things that have gone on out there this year. Shelley, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and talk with us.
Thank you, Dave, for inviting me here today.
So we talk all the time about it just seems to ramp up. The stress levels seem to ramp up this time of year around the holiday season. And there are certain things that you guys can do out there to maybe take some of the burden off of parents and those kinds of things in our area.
Absolutely. One of our goals is to try to strengthen families by reducing the level of stress, whether it's some financial stress or just the stress of taking care of children, trying to accomplish all the tasks that they need to accomplish, and just trying to do it on like zero energy. Our plates are always full, Dave, and so if we can support a family by providing some short-term child care while they, if they have to clean up their house, if they have to go to the grocery store, you know, anything that they need to do to revive themselves, anything that will strengthen their family, let us support the family.
And like you were saying, you know, we talk about it all the time. If you got medical appointments or if you want to go grocery shopping or something like that, that's what this short-term or respite care is really about. But another thing, maybe you just need an hour.
Absolutely. How many of us are just overwhelmed? And if we just had that hour of, you know what, I just need, maybe you need to go for a walk, a jog, go to the gym, or just read a really good book. De-stress, because our parenting is only going to be as good as we can effectively parent.
And that's, you know, where I was headed with this one is it's, you know, we talk all the time and a lot of people don't know what it really is, but that is really, that's a form of self-care.
Absolutely.
And it, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes, we need to take time out for ourselves to, as you said, just kind of de-stress and those kinds of things. And that is what this is really great for, is for those kinds of things. So that is available. Is it by appointment or can we just kind of, I would assume you got to just kind of call and check in with you guys about it, or how does that work?
Yes, for sure. We do expect a phone call to schedule your appointment in at least 24 hours. And then just basic, say what it is that you need. If you need to go to the grocery store or you haven't cleaned your house and you need to just clean your house. If you're like me, you like to have a empty house while you clean because cleaning is therapy. So yeah, I mean, just be honest with the reason you need to use a center. Maybe you need to just do, you need to take a couple hours and do some Christmas shopping and, if you have little children running around and you're trying to Christmas shop, how do you stay focused and think? And then you walk out of the store and you're like, I didn't get this. I didn't get that. I can't focus. I can't do it. Let us be here to help you.
And so those things are available to you. And another thing that we wanted to talk about is really some of the wins for the Family Support and Children's Justice Center this year. And you had coat drives, you had pajama drives, you had all kinds of things like that that you can turn around and hand out through there. So let's talk about some of those.
Dave, thank you for bringing that up. I think one of our biggest wins is the community support that we receive all year long. Washington Federal did an amazing coat drive. We had some Friends board members, Washington Federal did a pajama drive. And then we had some members of our Friends board haul in brand new coats and used coats. And we have already given out pajamas and coats. And just today I was able to help a family with a little kiddo that came into their care and didn't have a coat. So we were able to help the family with a coat. And so it's just those circumstances that that is a win for us because we're able to help serve those families through the support of the community.
And that's one of the great things as far as we live in. And we talk about this all the time, the fact that we do live in such a great community. And if something needs to be done, let's get to it. Let's get it done and let's get it taken care of. Because that's all good stuff there. And then, of course, you know, with it being right around the corner, we've got to be looking forward a little bit to next year.
Yeah. Hey, we are really getting vamped up for our... oh my gosh, we have a golf tournament coming up June 22nd. Our Friends Board is hosting. It'll be our first golf tournament. We are hoping it's going to be a success, and we have a lot of things to look forward to with that. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great year.
Going to be a great 2024 for everybody out there at the Family Support and Children's Justice Center. Shelley, as always, thank you so much for coming in and sharing the stories of what's going on out there. And we'll talk again soon, I'm sure. Have a great Christmas, a Merry Christmas, and have a Happy New Year as well.
Merry Christmas to you too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.